Amid Mueller Probe, Some See Echoes of Nixon, by Jeff Stein. An unseasonable, icy cold swept into Washington in mid-December, like a celestial omen that winter was coming for Donald Trump's presidency. With the sentencing of three former key aides, including his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, and the guilty pleas and prosecuted cooperation agreements of others, the administration seemed suspended between the end of the beginning and the beginning of the end. In guarded conversation on the edges of holiday cocktail parties in the Capitol's power corridors, Republicans, Democrats, and longtime deep state bureaucrats seem to recognize that a turning point has been reached. The end, perhaps, was in sight, if not near. I can't imagine he'll escape the traps Robert Mueller has set for him, one top former national security official whispered, speaking of the special counsel investigation on condition of anonymity because he deals with the Trump administration on intelligence issues. Then there's the New York stuff, investigations of Trump's foundation, the Cohen scandal, and now Democrats coming into power in the House. He's in a very tight spot. With the various vices tightening, conversations turn toward another icy specter. Would Trump leave the White House if prompted to do so by an indictment or impeachment vote? The president himself revived jitters over the prospect of going rogue when he predicted in a Reuters interview on December 9th that the people would revolt if he were impeached. Earlier in the year, he notoriously crowed approval of Chinese President Xi Jinping's abolition of term limits. "I think it's great," he said. "Maybe we'll give that a shot someday." Trump's warning of a popular uprising on his behalf drew widespread mocking. "I think he has confused the word revolt with rejoice," went one typical Twitter comment. But others worried over armed Charlottesville-style mobs descending on the Capitol. The media outlets Trump calls enemies of the people or even synagogues. "There is potential for a lot of street violence," retired three-star Army General Mark Hertling tells Newsweek.